Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic. There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello and welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful mystery.
And I'm Jay Clone 210.
Oh.
Still going? All right. Jay Clone 210, reporting for duty.
We're going to talk about the new he.
New he.
The new he.
I think it's pronounced Niuhi.
You didn't know how it was. You had to watch a video.
Well, at least
so it's Niuhi.
Well, that's how you learn things. You gotta,
no, that's not how you learn things.
You need people to teach
that
you.
That guy's wrong.
He was speaking Hawaiian in the beginning of the video. He can't be wrong.
This isn't Hawaiian.
You ever read Hawaiian?
This isn't Hawaiian.
Well, what is it?
It's the Niuhi.
Niuhi.
The Niuhi.
It can be Hawaiian, right?
Yeah, it's Pacific Ocean.
Huh?
It's Pacific Ocean. We're gonna talk about a sea monster called the Niuhi.
Isn't that where Hawaii is?
In the central Pacific.
Oh, yeah, right in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
The top part of the middle.
Top, I don't think top.
It's above the equator still, isn't it?
It's barely. Yeah, barely.
So it's, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, so the Niuhi is an aquatic monstrosity that comes from the Pacific Ocean, mostly around Easter Island. The Marquess Islands, the Cook Islands, and the Isle of Salmos de Gomez in Polynesia.
Okay.
So this is a monster from this area. Just so all these islands in common, what they have in common. Do you have any idea?
They all run along the Tropic of Cancer.
Do they?
Well, Hawaii does. I'm looking at it right now.
These are much farther south than Hawaii.
Oh, okay. So
Easter
maybe
Island's like South America out in the ocean.
Yeah, Easter Island's out in the middle of nothing.
Nowhere, yeah.
Which is nuts.
So most of these are out there.
Okay.
Like the Cook Islands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this is a creature. So all these islands, what they have in common is deep continental drop-offs close to shore.
Okay. So they're like out, well, not outcrops, but like.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Underwater outcrops, yeah.
Yeah. So you can have extremely large organisms coming very close to shore because of this.
Okay.
But this makes it a very interesting talk about a sea monster from the area when people are used to seeing blue whales and 25-foot-wide manta rays.
Well, I will say that because I've been out in like cruises. Like we did a Carnival cruise once. Oh, and then Guy Fieri's Burger World, whatever, Flavor Town shop on the cruise ship.
Was it good?
Oh, it was, I was Destination Flavor Town. I was there. Population me. no, it was awesome. Yeah,
I wish they would have renamed Columbus
to what?
Flavortown.
Flavortown.
You know, it's Guy Fieri's hometown, Columbus, Ohio.
I think we need to start a petition and
they
see.
Tried.
We'll try again, when like I the guy with the antelopes. Patreon, you got to listen to Patreon for that reference.
Guy with the antelope. We're recording. We're bulk recording right now, so I have no idea the order of any of these coming out.
They'll know eventually. So just listen to just Patreon.
Keep listening till we talk about antelopes.
You'll understand. But I was out on one of those cruises, and that was in the what do you call it? Like the Bahamas area. Mm-hmm. Like, but so when you're traveling from island to island and you're out in the middle, that's just. I mean, you're not even out there that far yet, yeah. but you're out there. You don't see any islands. It's an eerie, kind of scary feeling. Especially when you're looking over the edge of the boat in the water, and it's just like, well, if I fall in this open ocean,
yeah,
it's terrifying.
Didn't we talk about the Carnival Cruise Monster? I think it was a
that followed episode. It. Yeah, yeah.
It didn't follow it. The boat came up beside it. And
that's
just,
what it was.
And it kept looking up at the boat and then just kind of veered off.
Mm-hmm. So with that experience, I guess, I can't imagine going out and being on one of these islands and just peering on, like standing on the beach, because I imagine these aren't that big. On that cruise, we went to the Cayman Islands, which is down, I think, south mm-hmm. of Jamaica. But those were recently dug out. I didn't know that. When we went there, they taught us that that they dug those. Those were all like cave-filled islands, the caves were filled with, you know, dirt and sand and soil. And they're still actively digging them out for like tourist stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still excavating those caves down there. But if you look on the map at the Cayman Islands, I mean, it's tiny. It's you can walk across the entire island in a day, like and back. So it's tiny in the middle of nothing. So out in the Pacific Ocean, I can't even imagine being on one of these outcrops, being so tiny, like a tiny little island, even if it's not that tiny, but just being on a little island in the middle of nothing and seeing a monster in those waters. There's no chance I'd ever leave. I'm going to die on that island. That's what I would say. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just to put in perspective what it would be like seeing this thing out there.
Yeah, so the term is a Polynesian term. So like you said, you know, Hawaiian, that whole, the Polynesian culture.
Right, the Niuhi.
It refers, though, to various aquatic animals.
Okay.
Mostly sharks. It's normally talking about large marine animals that pose danger.
Okay.
So sharks is mostly what it's talking about, but it can be used for whales and even whale sharks. Because even though they aren't aggressive, their size to a small vessel in the open ocean can be very dangerous.
A whale shark?
Yeah.
Oh, the big spotted guys.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. The big filter feeders. They're harmless. They like people.
Right.
But they're just their pure size alone can kill people.
Okay.
Just them moving around you.
Yeah.
So they are very dangerous, especially if you're in a small vessel.
I'm glad a whale shark isn't like a whale size, like aggressive shark, like great white.
I mean, it's a whale-sized shark.
I know, but it's
65 feet long.
Without the
60,
teeth.
60,000 pounds. They got teeth. They're just tiny.
Right.
But when we're talking about the Niuhi, or how would you say it?
Niuhi.
Niuhi. When we're talking about the Niuhi for the cryptozoological monster.
Yes.
It's most often talking about an extremely large predatory marine mammal.
Mm.
Or perhaps a reptile. But it has the long arms that bared clawed hands, and they're very specific about the clawed hands.
Okay.
Any ideas about that?
Mosasaurs?
Yeah, I mean, they had flippers, but...
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. But, but big, large marine reptiles,
First thing that came to my mind.
Accounts of this creature were collected by academic John Marcellian Brown during his time on Easter Island. He acknowledged the animal had never been mentioned, as far as he could find it, in any previous sources. But he's a little skeptical about that.
Okay.
Because he's like, this is the first time I'm hearing about this. You know, you guys got a giant monster that lives out and around here.
Right, yeah.
And I've been, you know, nobody's ever reported it anywhere. He initially, you know, was extremely skeptical for that reason. But he continued, to find descriptions throughout aggressive cross-questioning of informants.
Okay.
So he would go around and specifically question about this monster without other people's knowledge. He wanted to build up if there were common similarities between it, all this stuff to make sure people weren't screwing with him.
Right.
Although none of the European inhabitants of the island had ever heard anything about this animal, once he kind of got questioning with the people, the native islanders, they kind of started coming out and telling him what this thing looks like.
Okay.
So the natives knew about it, and it was, you know, kind of a rare creature for them, but none of the European settlers to the island knew anything about it.
Right. But how would they, unless they heard it from a native?
Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's a generic term. Say it again.
Niuhi.
It's a generic generic term for white sharks, tiger sharks, hammerheads, any other great sharks. Well, whale sharks, whales, porpoises, and seals. Like any animal that can be large, aquatic, and dangerous to them.
Okay.
But there is a version of this creature that is talking about much more either reptilian, but with these long hand-like appendages and a taste for people.
Oh, okay. That does remind me of something different.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it does.
Go ahead.
I don't want to ruin it because I know now.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
It's the Ninjin.
Oh, I didn't even have the Ninjin on here.
Ah, see, Pacific Ocean in the Ninjin. Isn't that Japan-like lore?
Yeah, but that was Antarctica.
Where they had seen one?
It, yeah. Because Ninjin just means human.
Right. Well, remember those that video we saw?
Yeah, I mean, no,
it's real, but I think that was in Japan.
It's real, but it's a Japanese research vessel, but I believe it was in Antarctica.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm at the one, remember the one it was in town, like a flood, the town was flooding. It was really bad. And there was that one, it like came out of the water and was on top of that house.
But that was like a big octopus looking thing.
It was, weird.
It was weird.
It was weird.
According to Brown's informants, it was approximately around 30 feet long and very broadly built.
Okay.
So unlike a whale, you know, which is more streamlined, or a porpoise, which is more streamlined, and way too big to be any of the normal seals, and mostly too big to be any of the normal sharks in the area.
Okay.
It was smooth, with extremely dark blue skin. Its head was very wide, with a lower, or with a longer upper jaw that projected beyond its lower jaw. So it had a hooked jaw.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that in a lot of things like crocodilians, some dinosaur-y birds. You know, it's a fish eater trait.
Yeah.
It was said to have, it was just full of sharp teeth. It was just kind of like
gnashing teeth.
Kind of like they described like a crocodile where the teeth were going in, you know, up and down outside of the jaw.
Like a David Hardy drawing?
Yes.
Okay, there
Love
you go.
You, David.
Yes.
Its most distinguishing characteristics, though, is its arms.
Okay.
Which is weird for an aquatic sea monster, which are, you know, most often described as at least 4 feet long.
That's a pretty big arm.
So ours are about, what, ours are about 2.5 feet long, 3 feet long. So a little longer than our arms. But it's a 30-foot long animal.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Like
little dragon arms.
And it had, you know, it had bear claw slash hand like appendages on the end.
Okay.
So when they were showing pictures, like through books and stuff like that.
Had big.
The bear, like a bear's paw hand.
Yeah.
Is their best thing. That's like, that's kind of what it looks like.
Okay. So big hands, big claws.
But distinct fingers.
Yeah.
No webbing.
Oh, okay.
It was allegedly, it allegedly kept its hands drawn behind its neck during swimming. But during hunting, it would reach out towards its prey and wrap around them to draw them into its massive jaws.
Hmm. Hmm, interesting. Ninjin.
It would also almost always hunt in pairs.
Ooh, okay, maybe not Ninjin.
So they were very, very adamant that there's never one. It's almost always an adult pair of them.
Mm.
So if you see one, you got to look behind you because there's another one somewhere.
Somewhere. That's scary.
They mostly eat fish, but they will, they'll push small shoals of fish and like pilot fish and eat stuff like that, but they'll eat people.
Okay.
They like people.
Oh, yeah. It's not off the menu.
They like eating people. Brown also collected several sightings, although many appeared to be just tall tales. And he received a number of stories concerning people who were supposedly swallowed and regurgitated by this creature.
Ooh.
Other reports were much more odd. The islanders claimed they have captured and killed a young one in the past. The islander named Neo, who died while Brown was on the island, was said to have been attacked by two of these creatures while he was crabbing at the island. So he was catching crabs. The creatures like ganged up on him and murdered him.
Gosh.
Which is not uncommon for some sea life that are very territorial over feeding grounds.
Example.
I'm not going to give you one.
Oh, okay.
Because it'll give away my ending.
Oh, okay. Seals.
Maybe.
I don't know. Just picked one at random.
Just pick one. In a bay near Motovi, another man named, I'm going to try to say this name, but it's got four U's and two H-E's.
Oh.
There you go. That's his name.
Yeah.
Was grabbed by the leg and dragged into the sea by one of these creatures. He was rescued by people on shore. He was rescued by people on the shore while a second one started squabbling up with the first one, like they were fighting.
Oh, okay.
So he gets grabbed like a crocodile by the leg, and he's getting dragged deeper. And then another one comes flying out of the ocean, and they're fighting over this guy to eat.
Yeah.
And then people run out and grab him, drag him back.
They're greed.
They're very big. They're very odd when when we talk about normal sea monsters, how they're described.
That's an odd behavior, too, to...
squabbling over food.
Yes, that, or fighting over it, but it sounds like to me, I don't know if it's true or not, but it was underwater the whole time, grabbed him and pulled him back.
No, they were in very shallow water.
Yeah.
So yeah, when it was pulling back, it was in the water. But when the other one, they were raised up squabbling.
Ah, okay.
Like birds or something fighting.
Yeah, okay. Like two kangaroos squaring up.
Yeah. It just makes me laugh.
What?
Brown's original informant claimed to have seen one while fishing with his friends near Motuni. When he hooked a yellowfin tuna, he would discover that it was being pursued by one of these creatures with its arms outstretched. The creature swallowed the fish he was reeling in, but held it, of course, eventually surfacing near the boat. The fisherman drove it off by beating it over the head with his oars. The same man told Brown that he had seen another one off Easter Island itself while standing on the shore with a small group of people. The sun was setting and the shadows on the sea, prompting this creature to approach and snap up at the shadows like they were little fish.
Hmm.
So you could see like it was a school of fish.
Yeah.
But it was just these people's shadows.
Oh, okay. Wonder if it was a pilot whale.
Hmm. Pilot whales don't have hands.
No, but they got fins.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
They don't often hunt on land.
But they come close.
Mm, they do. According to the Cook Island News Daily, during September of 1993, a Reverend Solomon and his son, fishing between the Twin Atolls in the Polynesian Cook Islands, were drawn in by a particular spot in the water that was circling of seabirds. So they're like, oh, you know, that normally means there's fish or something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Reportedly saw an animal resembling an extremely large lizard, but larger than a whale, surfacing near the boat, prompting them to immediately sail away. When they regarded it as a possible marine saurian, the sea serpent type explanation varied of a marine crocodilian, mosasaur, talisaurian, or plesiosaur.
I was going to say that. We haven't talked about our oceanic crocodiles in a while.
Yeah?
And this could be, wonder if this is relative to the Cuban crocodile.
It could be. So there you go. An oceanic Cuban crocodile.
Mm-hmm. No fins or no webbing between the feet or the fingers.
So the people he questioned about this were extremely adamant they were not talking about a shark. They were very confident they know what sharks are. These people live off the ocean.
Right.
If anybody has ever famous, you know, Easter Island has very little plant life. It's, you know, these people are living off the sea.
Right. For their food.
For their food and nutrients. Yeah. Everything. So there's, you know, very little space to farm and everything like that.
Okay.
But they're like, yeah, it's not a shark. We see sharks all the time. We see whale sharks, great whites, tigers, hammer, you know. We see all the big toothy sharks.
Right.
And it's not them. They are describing it having some reptilian traits, but it comes onto land for short periods of time. It can be seen every once in a while, seen resting on the shore. It has its powerful forearms that it can crawl up and grab people and drag them back into the water.
Yeah, that's frightening.
So what's your thoughts? I have several ideas that it could be. Mm. So you got the oceanic crocodile.
Oceanic crocodile. Oh, that I got that one off your list. Yep. And I also...
Oceanic crocodile is a great one, where it is...
It's got the teeth.
Yeah, big, wide body, wide crocodilian head. If anybody didn't know, we think there could be a secret species of basically saltwater crocodile that's getting 30 or 35 feet long, spending most of their adult life in open oceans.
Yeah.
Taking the mosasaur niche, where they're just these big oceanic open water feeders.
I mean, if you got like a few generations out living in the open ocean and like they were figured out how to survive, they got to get massive.
They wouldn't hunt with their hands, but they would have hands that would be tucked into their bodies.
Right, yeah.
Saltwater crocodiles are extremely active.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a possibility for some of these sightings.
This could be definitely a stopping point for them.
Right.
You know, a resting point.
Because all these islands out there are in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. These are just the ones we know about.
Yeah.
Any question? So there's one.
And I brought up the Ninjin. This could be.
Yeah. So Ninjin. I didn't have Ninjin. It could be. So in Japan itself, there's another creature that's similar to Ninjin that's said to be black. All black with hands that would arrive in thousands and like invade fishing fleets and stuff like that. We'll do a story on it eventually, an episode on it. But I'll ruin it for you right now because you already guessed that one. It's talking about pilot whales for that one.
Oh, okay.
They think that they're talking about pilot whales, talking about the schools of 500 or 600 or 700 of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And because the fishing fleets would paint these all black animals with human eyes.
Yeah.
And just swarming their fishing fleets and like drowning people and knocking boats over and stuff like that. And it wasn't even on purpose. There's just so many of them going
through. Yeah. That I was figured it was either that or it's the things from Ghost when Willie Lopez dies.
Oh, the like drag him back down?
Yeah, to hell or whatever. That's frightening.
So, yeah. Oceanic crocodiles. There's another one, but we'll talk about, we'll do a whole episode on it. The Mocha Mocha.
Ooh, okay.
Which is a Great Barrier Reef monster. So the other side of the Pacific.
Bloop.
Close. It's not the Great Barrier Reef itself. It's a giant sea turtle.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
So you remember we missing shark episode we did?
Yes.
That shark that got swallowed by what appears to be a giant leatherback sea turtle because of body temperature.
Yeah.
And we talked about it being mosasaur, any marine animal, you know, it had to be probably a marine reptile at that point, you know, because of the body temperature it was being held at.
Just imagine a turtle.
A 7 or 8 foot shark being swallowed whole.
Either being swallowed or just held in its mouth.
Mm-hmm. But the Mocha Mocha, like I said, there's enough there to do a whole episode on itself. But it gets thrown into here that this is just a resting spot for them, too. They're reported to be, they're turtle-like. They're not in behavior, though. They're highly aggressive predators.
Okay.
Where, yeah, they'll take a person.
If turtles, like if snapping turtles were
big enough, they would eat us.
Or if they were just had that aggressive, they didn't like lay and wait, you know, lure fish in. If they wanted like to get us, it would be not fun dealing with one if it was aggressive at all.
So, any other guesses?
Real, besides, I'll try to think of something else, real animal. Well, I said
you can't think of a hand, aquatic, 20-foot long monster with a lot of teeth.
Castoroides?
No, that lives in the ocean.
Ocean castoroides?
Has a bad attitude.
Let's see here, ocean, bad attitude.
Has ended up in Australia and New Zealand.
Elephant seal?
Close.
Okay.
Leopard seals.
Ah.
Leopard seals, 16 feet long, full of teeth, 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
They, as far as I know, there's been very, very few confirmed attacks on people with them. They can easily pop your skull. They have the bite pressure to pop a human skull.
Dang.
They're very, even in where they were found, they're very low abundance.
Okay.
There's never a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They avoid people pretty hard.
So they're smart.
They avoid other pinnipeds as well.
Okay.
They don't like living near seal colonies and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I believe they're the last one of their genus too. So they're their own weird group of life. There are stories of them hunting large land animals like crocodiles though.
Hmm.
Or they'll shoot out and grab things and drag them back in.
By themselves or in pairs?
So when they mate, or if they have an offspring, they will teach their offspring how to hunt.
Mm.
So that could be your pair.
I could see that, yeah.
Now, this isn't a perfect one because they do have hands.
Yeah.
They have flippered hands, but they're still hands with nails and stuff like that.
We covered that on our Freaky Fauna Friday episode of leopard seals.
Yeah, I love leopard seals. I really don't think they're one, but they get put in there a lot because they end up weird places in New Zealand, for example. They're technically, like, Australia and New Zealand, they're not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But they're seals. They'll end up somewhere. They've gone way, way up in freshwater rivers in New Zealand.
Okay.
For nobody knows why. Like, they just get a burr up their butt one day that I'm going up here. Well, it's the same with elephant seals. Yeah. We talked about, like, go up in a mountain. That one in Argentina.
Curiosity sometimes. It's like driving your, you know, you drive your car and you know, like, the gas is low. And you're like, we can make it. Just keep going. Let's see where this takes us.
So the color would probably fit a little better, too. Because they are silver with black spots.
Okay.
But some of them are this, like, blue oil sheen color.
Okay.
So this blue predator that they're talking about.
Yeah.
That's attacking people, that's fighting people. So leopard seals will defend their food colonies from other animals.
Okay.
So they've been known to run off similar sized leopard seals and stuff like that from penguin colonies they're hunting.
Okay.
So there's a lot that fit the leopard seal idea.
Behavior wise, yeah.
Yeah. And they're capable.
Okay.
I don't think it's normally in their nature.
Right. But they're.
But they are capable. Mm. They have the capabilities to pop your skull with their bite pressure in their jaws.
Yikes. Yeah.
They could kill a person like it's nothing. And they look like a big serpentine monster in the water.
Yeah. You're enjoying this talk about leopard seal. It's power too much, I think.
So what if I told you that it had a bigger cousin that had giant hands instead of flippers that was much more adept of running on the land? We've actually talked about it before with other sea monster sightings. Those were in the Atlantic. The swan neck seals.
Oh, the swan neck seals. Yeah.
They were hyper predators. They had hands still. There's fossil records of them going into African rivers and grabbing like wildebeest and zebras down and eating them like a crocodile.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So they are megafauna.
That's also matches behavior.
Yeah, but they actually had more hands. They were always in low abundance from the fossil record, as far as we can tell. They were never a high animal. Their extinction's kind of odd, and that falls into some of these ideas we have. But some of their last fossils are from Peru.
Oh, I'm sure this extinction is due to pollution.
No, they went extinct. Like, they went extinct with other, like, megafaunal stuff.
Probably pollution, though.
I don't think they went extinct is the same thing we talked about last episode.
Right.
I think that they're open ocean animals.
Mm.
I think they visit these little islands to rest or breed. I think that's what we're seeing. These attacks is a mother and a baby. If they're anything like their cousins, the leopard seals, where they put a lot of time and investment into training a cub.
Especially if those islands are breeding ground areas.
Yeah.
It could be shallower. And
So leopard seals are the last ones of this genus.
Okay.
But the long-necked seals, the swan-necked seals, the crab eaters, the webbed, and the Ross seals are all among these.
Okay. This is a big history of them.
Yeah, and they're monsters. The specific one, it is, I'll try to read you the scientific name, Arcipita long-rostris, which just means long-neck.
Yeah, I'd say just look up long-necked seals at home.
A swan-necked seals.
Swan-necked seals.
Specifically is the species we're talking about.
Okay, swan-necked seals.
But yeah, they're just massive. So they actually had hands. Right now, we don't know. We have fragmentary fossils. The most complete one's about 5 feet long. We think they could get up to 16 to 17 feet long. They were probably eating mostly fish, but were capable of eating crustaceans, anything like that. Where we even have some evidence they may have been eating small pinnipeds. Not pinnipeds, cetaceans.
Oh, okay.
Whales.
Good. Right. Not fellow seals.
They probably would if they got them. I bet you they would.
No, leave my dugongs alone.
They were found alongside Talarosius, which is the tusked cetaceans. Or no, sorry, that was the marine sloths. So they're from where these giant marine mammals were. So there's some evidence that they may have been the crocodiles for giant ground sloths that are giant marine sloths.
They filled the crocodile niche.
For those guys.
Yes. So
they were tackling these giant marine sloths and murdering them and eating them.
Gosh.
So when those guys went extinct, people are pretty close.
A marine sloth.
Mm-hmm. There were a bunch of them. Size of elephants that would just dive down. They were like hippos, but in the ocean.
All hairy and stuff, too?
No, they were pretty tight-haired, like a seal.
Mm. Oh, okay. Let's bring them back. Hey, Colossal, why don't you actually do something and bring an animal back?
Which, yeah, I mean, they haven't.
They haven't yet. They haven't. Actually, funny, I was on the Twitters last night, and they had a... what is it? Just like an advertised post or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it goes right in your feed at the top. And and they're just talking about, oh, we need to bring back these extinct birds.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, shut up and actually do something. You're not bringing anything back. You never have. They're liars.
Hopefully they will.
Hopefully they will. But hey, as of today, they still haven't yet. Still haven't.
So I think that this is another swan-necked seal. like we've talked about before.
There's a
that
case.
There's some of the main sea monsters and stuff like that. Maybe these guys. So the giant ones could be males, where it's sexual dimorphic, and a lot of seals are. If you look at elephant seals, for example, you know, a big female elephant seal is 500 to 600 pounds, and a big male's elephant seal is 10,000 pounds.
Yeah.
A little bit of size difference. Just a little.
So I kind of wonder if there is some sexual dimorphism, or because it's because the males don't have to go on land very often.
Yeah.
Or the only time they're going on land is running a beach and stuff like that.
Right.
And they're big enough to, what's a polar bear? I mean, what's going to hunt them, really?
And well, not down there, it ain't.
No, not on that side. But there are the northern elephant seals and stuff like that.
But I know what you're saying.
Still, I mean, there's not very many animals on the planet. A great white, an orca.
Right. That's about the only thing in the ocean. The only thing I can get them is what's in the ocean.
And those animals aren't, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I have to be a pretty big orca.
A pod of orcas could do it.
Yeah.
But I know most of the time they just bully them. They don't actually eat them.
Oh, okay. They just beat them up.
Yeah, because it's just not worth it. Like, they use them for training for the, like, babies.
Wow.
Because they know they can't, it's not worth killing them.
Yeah.
Because if you get too close to their head, they're just going to rip your eye out.
Gosh.
So they'll slap them with their tails and practice that, like, how they fling seals out.
Yeah, I've seen that, which is nuts. It's cool, but it's nuts.
It sucks when you realize that seal's the same size as you.
Yeah, it's just ragdolls.
You think it's little?
40 feet in the air.
And you realize it's 400 pounds.
Yeah. Gosh.
And it's 40 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Like a football.
Yep.
No, so I really think this could be either leopard seal miss ID, or not miss ID. They just, you know, they're rare visitors to the island. They can be aggressive towards people. They're very reclusive animals. They end up anywhere.
I think you've made a case for it. And the ocean is just so vast and unexplored.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, they find a new species or a new creature, a new animal every day. Every day we dive in the ocean, we find something new. So, I don't know. Maybe the ocean just holds. Well, we know. We know it holds so much life that we don't know. It's still there, was there, still there, going to be there, already there. For how long? We don't know.
Radioactive shrimp.
They're there. I'm almost certain they are.
Well, they're selling them at Walmart right now.
Oh, gosh.
All the recalls. Did you see that?
No.
Walmart sold a whole bunch of people radioactive shrimp.
Wonder how that came about.
Shrimp that ate radiation.
Well, yes, but how did they get it?
Probably.
Where are they farming this said shrimp?
It's not farmed. It's wild caught.
No. Yeah, wild caught in like ocean they bought. Walmart.
I have been the great and powerful mystery.
I've been Jay Clune 210.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cribbins the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jade Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on CryptidsOfTheCorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.